My name is Pamela McLean. I'm on the soapbox because I'm inviting more people to join me in something called Dadamac. And Dadamac is very much a 21st century organisation. It involves a lot of people in a lot of places, especially in Africa and in London. And we share information, we learn from each other, we help each other, and we collaborate on various projects. And none of this would have been possible before the internet and the platforms that it provides for us for sharing information and for connecting with each other at a distance. So one of the big features of Dadamac is the way that we combine face-to-face meetings with people-to-people networks and with online meetings and social media networking. The people-to-people networking means that our communication network in Africa reaches much deeper into rural Africa and into the bush than the limits of the internet or mobile phones. And at the other extreme, the fact that I'm here in London is also a huge benefit, because on behalf of the Dadamac community, I can go online with a good, high broadband connection. I can collaborate, I can network with people easily worldwide to get a global perspective on what we're doing, on the issues that concern us, and I can represent our interests, like here, face-to-face at events in London. All the people that I connect with were born in Africa. They came to live in the UK, but their hearts never really left their communities back home. And so the various community welfare and development projects that they have inspired and enabled back home are part of the unique character of Dadamac. So the first one that I want to mention is the late Peter Adetunji Oluwole. He was an ex-Navy man. His expertise was in information and communication technology. And he was married to a London-born teacher who was a friend of mine, which is how I got involved in the first place. Peter's project was in southwest Nigeria in Oyo State. He came from a rural area. He was born in Agware. He never forgot that his parents were illiterate peasants, that his extended family and most of his childhood friends and most people in his community lived lives of poverty and of hard labour. And over the years, I've been to Agware on a number of working holidays, and I've developed some very close friendships there. And it is a hard life. And as Peter's uncle, Timothy, explained to me once, Pam, we labour like animals. And there are all kinds of difficulties there. But there are also very positive things that maybe understand why Peter's heart would always be in Agware. The second person is John Dada. He's director of Fanson Foundation in north central Nigeria. And our work together has been since 2003, and it can be seen in some ways as proof of concept of Dadamac's approach. John Dada's background is a mixture of academia and practical health projects. He was in the UK in the 1990s. Fanson Foundation was set up by a group of Nigerian professionals. And in 1996, John went home to implement it on the ground. Its mission is to eliminate poverty and disadvantage through integrated development programs. Its goal is to be the most effective model of integrated rural development in West Africa, and I haven't time to list all the things that it's done over the years. It has an ethos of learning twice, once by learning and once by sharing what it learns. And learning what does work and what doesn't work and why that's so, and then sharing what we learn, is at the heart of everything that Dadamac does. Since 2005, Fanson Foundation has been recognised as the leading provider of rural internet services in West Africa. And that's how we're able to communicate so effectively. Two other people living in London are Elfne Bariso, who's an Ethiopian, Juliet Makapelia from Kenya. Elfne's got a project back home. I met him about 10 years ago when he was a PhD student. He previously was a boy herding his father's cows in Ethiopia, but he persuaded his father he could get an education. So he came here, and I met him when he was a student, a PhD student at London University. Through him, we did a project connecting London University with his project in Ethiopia, something I was doing with teachers in Fanson Foundation. I haven't got time to tell you what Juliet's doing, but she's a Kenyan doing amazing stuff with her project back in the Rift Valley. So to oversimplify what we do in Dadamac, we work with local community projects. We're examples of excellence. We help people to become more visible, and so we're truly local and global. And what I'm really here for is to let you know that we're a completely different model to the traditional top-down and possibly bottom-up approach. We are genuinely not that way, but that way. Equal flow of information and true respect on both sides.